I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself Podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hey there. Welcome back to the Ultimate Self-Love Journey. Today, we're diving into a game-changing insight that can open doors to more abundance, more love, and flow in your life. So here's the big idea. You only get in life what you think you deserve. This isn't just a catchy phrase. It's a fundamental truth. It means that your self-worth, what you believe you're worthy of, is like a secret architect shaping your life. It affects your choices, your relationships, and your overall happiness. So if you've ever questioned your worth, if you've ever felt like you deserve more but settled for less, you're in the right place. This episode is going to reveal why you always get precisely what you think you deserve. Nothing more and nothing less. Let's kick off this conversation by dipping our toes into the foundation of self-worth. What is it and why does it matter so much? Self-worth isn't the same as self-esteem. While self-esteem is about how you view your abilities, self-worth is about recognizing your inherent value as a person, regardless of your achievements. It's how much you value yourself just as you are and not by what you did or did not do. Imagine self-worth as the blueprint of a building, and it's built during your formative years. Your early experiences, your parents, and society all contribute to shaping this foundation. Psychologists and personal development experts have been saying it for years about how critical self-worth is. It's not just some fleeting idea. It's the bedrock of your mental and emotional well-being. The stronger your self-worth, the more resilient you become when life throws its curveballs. As we go deeper into this episode, we'll peel back the layers of self-worth, see how it affects our lives, and discover how to make it work for us. Now let's talk about your self-worth belief system. Imagine it as a collection of thoughts and perceptions you hold about yourself. These beliefs set boundaries for what you'll accept, the choices you make, and the opportunities you seize. So for example, if you don't think you deserve more, you'll always accept less. If you think you are not enough, then you'll always make safer choices and you'll never take those giant leap forwards or take some of those bigger risks. And if you feel unworthy or small, then even when an amazing opportunity is right in front of you, you won't take it. Many of us grapple with negative self-beliefs. These are those pesky thoughts that tell us we're not good enough, not smart enough, or not deserving of happiness. and they often come from past experiences, from criticisms, especially by people who love us and people who we perceive should love us. They also come from comparing ourselves to other people. Understanding your belief systems that are getting in your way is the first step to rewriting the script and adopting a more empowering view of your worth. All right, now this is where things get exciting. We're about to uncover a fascinating connection between self-worth and success. It's not just about how you see yourself. It's about how self-worth can fuel your ambitions and dreams. When you believe in your worth, you're more likely to set bold, audacious goals and go after them with fierce determination. For example, if you have a high self-worth, you're more likely to ask for a promotion. But if you have a low self-worth, even though you deserve it, you'll never ask. You'll just wait forever, waiting for the other person to notice you and to give you the promotion that you deserve. Confidence, resilience, and the ability to bounce back from setbacks, these are the gifts of a healthy self-worth. It's often the driving force behind major success stories. And speaking of success stories, let's talk about some incredible individuals who have the kind of monumental self-worth that has moved mountains in their lives and the lives of others. Despite a challenging and impoverished upbringing, Oprah Winfrey believed in her worth and overcame adversity to become a media mogul, philanthropist, and influential figure in television and entertainment. Her journey from a difficult childhood to international stardom showcases one woman's journey to discovering her self-worth. Before achieving immense success with the Harry Potter series, J.K. Rowling faced rejection after rejection from multiple publishers. However, through unwavering self-belief, she continued to pursue her passion for writing. Her conviction in her own worth ultimately led her to become one of the most successful and celebrated authors of all time. Known for his ambitious pursuits in technology and space exploration, Elon Musk has achieved unparalleled success by believing in his ability to revolutionize industries and push the boundaries of innovation. Throughout his life, Nelson Mandela believed in the worth of every individual and dedicated himself to the fight against apartheid in South Africa. His unwavering belief in justice and equality propelled him to become a revered global leader and the first Black president of South Africa. These are only some of the stories that highlight what happens when self-worth becomes the driving force behind your dreams. Regardless of your background or past setbacks, you have the potential for greatness within you. So if you're ready to unlock your full potential, embrace your worth, and make your dreams a reality, keep listening. This episode is your roadmap to understanding how self-worth shapes your life's path and destiny. Speaking of shaping your destiny, let's chat about how your self-worth has a huge role to play in your relationships, whether they're romantic, family bonds, or just your relationships. Think of it like having the silent compass inside you, quietly nudging you towards some people and steering you away from others. Ever stop to wonder why you're naturally drawn to certain people or why, at times, you put up with less than you truly deserve in your relationships? Well, your self-worth is like the magic decoder here. It's this powerful force that not only influences who you attract into your life, but also how you let them treat you. So here's the deal. When your self-worth is on the high end of the scale, it's like setting a really high standard for how you expect to be treated. People can sense this confidence in you, and they usually treat you with respect and kindness, as they should. They understand that crossing your boundaries or treating you poorly just won't fly. But now picture the flip side. when your self-worth takes a dip or isn't quite there. You might unknowingly let people treat you poorly. It's like you're unconsciously saying, "Hey, it's okay to treat me this way. I won't do anything. I won't say anything. I'll just take it." By engaging with folks who don't respect your boundaries or treat you with kindness, you're indirectly telling them that it's all right that they can do that to you. It's like you're sending a signal without even speaking. This behavior becomes a pattern where these individuals stay in your life and their mistreatment lingers because they see no reason to change. Why should they when you're okay with it, even if you don't realize it? Now, this whole thing showcases just how self-worth deeply affects our relationships. It shows that how you see yourself directly influences how others see and treat you. Knowing this connection is a big step in the journey towards healthier and more respectful relationships. Let's go further and explore more of the different aspects of self-worth in relationships. We'll talk about how your past experiences shape your choices today and how you can gather the courage to set healthy boundaries and say goodbye to those toxic dynamics. It's all part of the process of understanding and embracing your self-worth.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So this is where it gets really interesting. Take a good hard look at your circle of friends. Do you spot any striking similarities between them and the people who raised you? Chances are you do. And that's because we humans have a tendency to attract individuals and behaviors that feel familiar, perhaps even oddly comfortable, even if those very same behaviors have caused us pain in the past. It's almost like there's this pattern where you're consistently drawn to qualities that echo your upbringing. But here's the thing. This isn't just a random occurrence. It's deeply rooted in how our brains are wired. You see, our early family experiences have a profound impact on us. And that influence tends to stick with us all the way into our adult years. It's almost like witnessing a replay of a script you know all too well, even if it's not the most uplifting story. And right here is where your self-worth enters the scene once more. Picture it this way. If your self-worth is on the lower side, you might find yourself slipping back into the same role you played in childhood, being on the receiving end of hurtful behavior, attracting friends who don't treat you right. They could be disrespectful or unsupportive or talk behind your back with no regard for loyalty. On the flip side, when you possess a strong self-worth, you become the director of your life script. You're the one who draws clear boundaries and confidently says, "I will not tolerate this." It's a powerful shift that can make all the difference in the kind of relationships you cultivate. Pause for a moment and reflect on your relationships. What do they reveal about your self-worth? Are you setting high standards for how you deserve to be treated, or are you settling for less? So let this be a reminder. Your self-worth isn't just a personal matter, A strong sense of self-worth empowers you to confidently step away from situations where you are not respected or valued. It's not just about choosing healthier relationships. It's about unapologetically embracing your self-worth and making choices that honor your inherent value. If you had a high sense of self-worth and you were in a relationship where you weren't being respected or valued, you would walk away without second thought. In summary, having a clear sense of self-worth helps you establish healthy boundaries, leading you to relationships that are not just functional, but deeply fulfilling. All right, now that we've grasped just how valuable a healthy self-worth is, let's dive into some practical ways to boost it and tackle any challenges you might be facing. Elevating your self-worth is not just achievable, it's transformational. And it all starts with a commitment to nurturing your relationship with yourself. And here are some actionable steps to help you along the way. Mindfulness is like a ninja move in the world of self-worth. It's all about becoming more aware of your thoughts and the beliefs that shape your self-worth. Give yourself a few minutes each day for some mindfulness exercises. Start by simply observing your thoughts without passing judgment. Take note of any negative self-talk and gently steer those thoughts towards self-compassion. Over time, this practice can help you distance yourself from those unhelpful beliefs and build a more positive self-image. Next is self-affirmations. You can think of self-affirmations as your personal cheerleaders. There are these positive statements you tell yourself regularly. Create your own self-affirmations, focusing on areas where you want to boost your self-worth. For instance, I am deserving of love and respect, or I am confident and capable. Another good one is, I am enough. I am good enough. Repeating these affirmations daily can rewire your subconscious beliefs. Next is self-compassion. Self-compassion is like giving yourself a big, warm hug. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to your best friend. It's a major ingredient in building self-worth. Practice self-compassion by acknowledging your imperfections and treating yourself with unwavering love, especially when you make mistakes or face challenges. Instead of harsh self-criticism, respond with kindness, love, and understanding. Now, while these strategies can work wonders, remember that self-worth struggles, especially those deep-seated ones, may benefit from professional support. If you find that your self-worth challenges are significantly affecting your daily life and overall well-being, it's absolutely okay to consider reaching out to a theta healer or a life coach. They're like experienced guides who can offer specialized guidance and tools to help you heal and grow. Always remember, your self-worth isn't carved in stone. It's this dynamic part of who you are, and you have the power to nurture and strengthen it. By incorporating mindfulness, self-affirmations, self-compassion, and seeking professional help when necessary, you can develop and maintain a healthier sense of self-worth. On a personal note, for years, I grappled with self-doubt and a sense of inadequacy. It was only when I began embracing my own self-worth that my life took a meaningful turn. Through Theta Healing, I learned to challenge my negative beliefs and replace them with positive ones that supported who I wanted to be and what I wanted to achieve. I healed my inner child. I worked through my own childhood challenges and traumas. And I released all those roadblocks, all those limitations, all those obstacles that were holding me back from becoming the person I was meant to be. My own Project Loving Myself journey allowed me to pursue my passion for helping others through this podcast. And along my way, I've witnessed countless individuals, ones that I've even worked with, who once they recognized their worth, went on to achieve remarkable success, happiness, and fulfillment. This should serve as a powerful reminder that your self-worth is the foundation upon which you can build the life you desire. Each of us has the potential for greatness, and it begins with believing that you are deserving of every good thing life has to offer. As we conclude this episode, remember this: self-worth isn't a fixed destination. It's an ongoing journey. And the beauty of this journey is that it has no endpoint, no final destination. It's about embracing the process of self-discovery and self-worth building every single day. Take small steps to challenge self-limiting beliefs, practice self-compassion, and cultivate a deep sense of self-worth. Remember, it's okay to seek help when you need it, whether through Theta Healing, life coaching, or other self-help resources. Your journey is unique, and you have the power to shape it. So as you go about your day, I want to revisit the powerful thought we started this episode with. You only get what you think you deserve. If your self-worth stands tall like a beacon, you value yourself highly. This belief that you truly deserve more is what fuels your actions, and you set your sights high, working relentlessly because you know you are worthy. And you receive exactly what you believe you deserve. Nothing more, nothing less. But if your self-worth has taken a dip, no matter how hard you try, you might find yourself stuck. It's like trying to climb a mountain with lead shoes. You're putting in the effort, but deep down, you don't believe you deserve to reach the summit. It all starts with our mindset, shaped by how we value ourselves and determine our self-worth. If you feel empowered by this episode, share this episode in your stories and share the message: you only get what you think you deserve. And tag me at Sanaya Gurnamal and tag the podcast at Project Loving Myself Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave me a review, you know I love those, and share this podcast with someone who might find our conversation on self-love and personal growth so rewarding. Thank you for joining me on Project Loving Myself this week. I hope you've gained valuable insights into the impact of self-worth on our lives. Remember that your worthiness is non-negotiable, and you possess the potential to craft a life beyond your wildest dreams. If you have any thoughts, stories, or questions related to self-worth, please don't hesitate to reach out. If you DM me, you'll always get a reply. I love hearing from you, and your experiences can inspire others on their journey. A self-worth quote for today. Author Tim Fargo says, "If you want to improve your self-worth, stop giving other people the calculator." So the only person who should decide your worth is you. Yours is the only opinion that actually matters. On that note, keep believing in yourself, keep loving yourself, and keep creating the life you deserve. You are worthy and you are loved. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and powered by Pod Machine. Bye now.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.